Everyone, and welcome to the Carolina Shout podcast. My name is Ethan Uslin, and I'm your host and your piano player. That song I just played was the much-beloved African-American spiritual entitled Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho. I just adore those old spirituals. They're all very catchy. They make you want to sing and clap along, and they do have a lot of spirit, that's for sure. Also, the lyrics are always poetic and inspiring. Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho, for instance, is a reference to the day when slavery will end, when the walls would come tumbling down, and the Battle of Jericho could have been interpreted as a metaphor for the Civil War. Very interesting. These spirituals have a lot of meaning, especially compared to the trifling fluff I usually play on this podcast. So today I put together a little program of African-American spirituals and a few popular songs inspired by African-American spirituals. If you want trifling fluff, well, may I suggest you go back and listen to any of my other previous podcast episodes. There's no fluff shortage there. Okay, the next spiritual I'd like to play is Down by the Riverside. The famous lyrics to Down by the Riverside are, I'm gonna lay down my sword and shield, down by the riverside, study war no more. So clearly, it's a song about peace. But going down by the riverside can also be interpreted as a reference to crossing the River Jordan into the Promised Land. And that can be interpreted as going to heaven after you die. Or during the time of the Underground Railroad, it could have been seen as a reference to crossing the Ohio River north to freedom. Over the years, Down by the Riverside has become a famous melody, yet I think many people are not aware of the song's meanings. For instance, on YouTube, I found a TV advertisement from 1967 where they used the melody to Down by the Riverside, but they changed the words to sing the praises of McDonald's. Let me tell you, that commercial made me want to lay down my burger and fries down by the riverside, study fast food no more. I hate to brag, but I think my rendition is in better taste. Here it is, Down by the Riverside. Thank you. So that was Down by the Riverside, a song as old as the hills. And like all these old spirituals, it's a folk song and we don't know who the authors were. And now I'd like to play one of the first spirituals to be published in sheet music form. This song was called Song of the Contrabands, and it was published in 1862. Now today, contraband refers to illegal goods, but during the Civil War, it was a term used to refer to people, specifically slaves who escaped to Union territory. It seems that the word contraband was used in the way that we now use the word refugee. Refugee sure sounds a lot better to my 2018 ears than contraband, but they were called contraband then, what can I say? Anyway, in 1861, the Union Major General, General Benjamin Butler, declared that all of the contraband, all the refugees, all the slaves who escaped to the North, they would be granted freedom. General Butler's headquarters were in Hampton, Virginia, at Fort Monroe, and so escaped slaves made their way en masse to Fort Monroe. And to deal with this influx, Fort Monroe was converted into what they called a contraband camp, and it was nicknamed Freedom's Fortress. Soon the Union Army built more and more of these camps, these contraband camps, and missionaries and philanthropists from the North established schools there. The contraband camp school near Fort Monroe ended up becoming Hampton University, an historically black college that's still around today. Anyway, one of the chaplains at Fort Monroe, a Reverend L.C. Lockwood, he apparently was very impressed by a song he heard making its way around the camp. He wrote down the lyrics and got the sheet music published up in New York in 1862. And that song was called Song of the Contrabands. But today, we know that song by a different name. We know it by Go Down Moses. That's right, I've been talking about the famous Go Down Moses this whole time. You probably know the famous lyrics, When Israel was in Egypt land, let my people go. Oppressed so hard they could not stand, let my people go, and so on. Very powerful song. And to me, it's even more powerful when you realize folks were singing this at Fort Monroe, where I can imagine there was a lot of optimism and high emotions. So here it is, Go Down Moses, formerly known as the Song of the Contrabands, as heard by Reverend Lockwood at Fort Monroe in Hampton, Virginia. Thank you. So that was Go Down Moses, originally published in 1861 as Song of the Contrabands. An amazing song with an amazing history. And now I'd like to play another well-known spiritual called Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child. This one is quite melancholy, and its lyrics are about feeling lost, a long ways from home. So again, it's about slavery, particularly the sad and lonely aspect of it, being separated from your home, which could mean being separated from your roots in Africa or from your family somewhere in America. So it's a very sad and beautiful song. Motherless Child also seemed to have inspired George Gershwin's Summertime. If you listen to both songs, you'll notice that they're somewhat similar. Summertime is from the opera Porgy and Bess, which tells the story of African Americans in Charleston, South Carolina. Gershwin wanted to create music that sounded genuinely African American, so he drew on African American folk music. The great gospel singer Mahalia Jackson famously sang Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child and Summertime together as a medley, as if the two songs combined made one longer song. I'd like to play the two songs that way as well. I suppose it's a way of saying, hey, Summertime's a great song, but let's not forget its roots. So here they are, Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child and then Summertime. So that was Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child, followed by Summertime. In my opinion, both songs are similar in some ways, but different enough so you can appreciate their uniquenesses. Uniquenesses? Okay, I have one more number I'd like to play for you. It's a popular song from 1921 called Dear Old Southland by the African-American songwriting team of Henry Creamer and Turner Layton. What's interesting about Dear Old Southland is that the main melody is the exact same as the melody of the spiritual Deep River. And then the bridge of Dear Old Southland is basically the same thing as Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child. There's a few changes in there, but basically it's the same thing. The original words are replaced with lyrics about nostalgia for the Old South, which, say what you will, was extremely common at the time. Nostalgia for the old folks at home had become a dominant theme in popular music ever since, well, old folks at home. Anyway, Dear Old Southland was recorded by Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, Sidney Bechet, Benny Goodman, all the who's who of classic jazz. So even though you could say that the songwriters Turner and Layton merely repackaged previously existing music, well, you could also say that they had good taste and only stole from the best. And if you find the fact that they added new lyrics to be of poor taste, well, I can assure you it's much more tasteful than any fast food jingle you will ever hear. Okay, here's my rendition of Dear Old Southland, which is basically a repackaging of Deep River and Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child. So that was Deep River and Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child, combined by Turner and Layton to form a popular song known as Dear Old Southland. That concludes our little concert today of African American spirituals and the popular songs they inspired. You may now be seated. Kate, please play the recessional music. You have been listening to the Carolina Shout podcast. Your host and Archbishop of the Piano is me, Ethan Uslin. Kate Uslin is my wife and is the Carolina Shout's recording engineer. She is also an elder. I mean like an elder in the church. What? You could be a young elder? It's a position. It's not an age thing. Come on. Well, moving on, I'd also like to thank the Congregation of Carolina Shout podcast listeners, of course. Hey, feel free to leave a rating and review on iTunes so people know that this podcast is legit. Also, feel free to shoot me an email if you have any comments or questions. Be sure that your return email address is functioning, or else I'll have to embarrass you on this podcast by saying something like, "Hey, Joanna from Columbia, South Carolina, I replied to your email, but I got a message from the mail delivery subsystem saying that address couldn't be found or is unable to receive mail. I don't know what happened there, Joanna, but if you're listening, you might want to get that fixed. Sorry to embarrass you there, Joanna from Columbia, South Carolina." All right. Thanks again for listening, everyone.